Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry. I tried to call you and the line just got cut. We've had some phone issues. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Hold on. Give me a second here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, do you have a few minutes?
Yeah.
All right. So, I know the company that you're working with, a broker who's submitting this deal to another company. Correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Not surprising.
All right. It's okay. No big deal. Nothing wrong with a broker. We're a broker and lender ourselves. BFS is a partner of ours. I know who they are. They're a really good company. That being said, here's what I would tell you my feedback is. So, with a term loan that's this long, I really wouldn't suggest it, but basically how a lot of these loans are underwritten is, your file could go through funding really, really quickly, or it couldn't. So you could sign these documents, and your transaction could fund, and there could be no problems, or your file could get killed in funding. I don't know how much you've underwritten your deal at this point. That's just kind of the way a lot of people in this industry do work. What I would tell you is this. If you want, we can get into like a rate war. I don't think, since BFS is going to send us the contract, but at the end of the day, I don't think we're going to be able to compete with these rates. But I will let you know that the way that our renewals work are a lot different than this program. Because the whole issue with this program that I see you doing a term length of this long is that you're going to probably need more money, and you're not going to have a chance to get more money because if you do something of this length. So I think that if you like these terms, you should go with these terms. But if you're looking at something that's shorter, then probably we're going to be a better fit for you, simply due to the fact that if you do an 18-month loan, you know, you're not going to be able to apply for more funding for at least 9-10 months, which is a long time. That's my only issue. But, you know, what I would tell you is, like, I know who BFS is. They're a really good company. I have nothing bad to say about them. You got a guy here who's trying to make you happy, and I don't think us trying to kind of cut your broker off at the knees makes sense. I would just say that doing something of this length, it could be... it would kill your renewal aspect. Our loan's going to be more expensive, but it's going to be shorter term so you can develop credit more quickly.
Mm-hmm. What about the amount?
Well, I think that's what's going on here, and I think that's what it comes down to. So the reason why this loan is being underwritten is, and this is just, I know why, I can guess. I don't work for BFS, but there's not a lot of risk, okay? So if you give someone, based with your cash flow, if you give someone $70,000, Because it's not much relative to your revenues, and more importantly, the monthly payment is not... your monthly draw is $5,000 a month. You're doing $100,000 a month. So it'd be very, very hard for you to default on this loan because it's not really giving you like a huge, huge cash flow issue. And because there's not a lot of risk, therefore, the longer term, you know, it's kind of like a snowball effect. Whereas I think what we're willing to do is we've got a $45,000 approval for you over a shorter term. I'm going to see if we can bump it up longer, but I think we're willing to take on a lot more risk, and potentially even, my goal is to get, you know, maybe 50, 75 grand, but over a much shorter term. My only concern is that I don't want you to get sticker shock. Our rates are going to be much more expensive than this offer. They're going to be a lot more expensive. A lot more. And it's nothing that I want to dance around. It's going to be a lot more expensive because you've got a loan that's well below market rates because you got a broker who's trying to make you happy, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
My only kind of caveat is that I don't think, and this is, I'm not here to tell you how to run your business, just the customers that I've dealt with who have done these long-term loans, because they basically, the broker who's smart, and you're working obviously with a pretty smart person, they know that you're going to turn down a bad offer. So they're giving you something that's very, very long-term, and they know I doubt you're going to see anything better than this. But the problem is that you kind of got to see in the future in this business as much as you can, and it's going to be very hard for you. I do think you'd be asking for more money quickly based on what you're telling me, and company, if you do a long-term, companies will not bend on this. They will not bend. Mm-hmm. And that's the inherent issue. You're going to have a, and I can tell you that because I've seen it. But the offer you have, it's a good offer. It's solid. It's a really, really good offer. Okay. That's my feedback. It's a real contract.
Okay.
The only other thing I saw is that there's like a notarization for your bank to complete. Do you have a line of credit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. No, I have, well, they're talking about the factor, Crestmark Bank.
Okay. So
they're actually not a factor, they're a refactor.
Okay.
They are a bank, but they refactored through CIT.
Okay, well, I mean, I doubt, I can just tell you a story. So we have a customer right now that has a transaction funding like of $1 million. And we wanted a subordination. Their company told us to screw off. Deal died.
Mm-hmm.
Documents were signed. Everything was cleared. Deal died. So if this offer is contingent on this being filled out, this might not be the offer that's real. That might be the whole issue. And I don't know if you're fast. And that's it's kind of like talking about an approval with this nice contingency. I don't know if your company will do that. It's on my experience.
Well, the subordination agreement, which I sent to Dennis, is the one that came from Crestmark.
So this is the one. So I have a question. Is who's asking you to sign this? Your broker or Crestmark?
No, the broker is asking me to sign this, but you know the issue is going to be that it can't go into funding unless they sign the subordination agreement, which I've sent to them, the same one that I sent to Dennis.
So this one is from your broker or your finance company, and they want you to sign this. Okay, the debtor has agreed or will grant to Crestmark its security interests. You're the debtor. Okay.
No, my issue with them was when I got this contract is that not only were they not being respectful of the first lien position that Crestmark has.
They don't care.
They were pushing. They were asking me to sign a document that represented that I could put them into a senior lien position, which I can't do.
Okay. So this agreement, the one that you sent to Dennis, is the one that your broker wants you to sign, correct?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's probably three parts of that have to do with the collateral my bank would say forget it unless they signed that subordination agreement.
Okay. I mean, this is not filled out, so I'm just guessing, but this is what the review draft is what your broker wants you to sign, correct?
Right.
Okay. I'm just trying to read what this says. The debtor has granted or will grant. Let me read this real quick. I'm not an attorney by any means. I'm actually, I just want to see what if I understand this. I love legal language. I guess, why do they want you to sign this? What does this actually say?
Essentially, what they're basically saying is that if I sign this agreement, then they're going to provide. There was, I think, four bullet
points. You're not signing this. Your lender is signing this. You're not signing this. Your lender is signing it.
Well, they asked me to sign it.
Well, you could sign it too, but this is for your lender to sign. I mean, look at the last page. Crestmark Bank,
okay.
acknowledged by this. Yeah, this is a notarized document. So it. Yeah. But the one you sent to Dennis, is this the one your factoring company wants us provided for you,
no,
or your broker?
No, the broker did. Now, are you talking about the subordination agreement?
Yeah.
No, that was provided by my factor.
Oh, yes. Okay. But what? Where's the letter that they want you to sign, your broker wants you to sign?
That contract.
Oh, so you sent this to your factoring company, and they want them to sign this.
No. Okay, here's exactly what the contract that came from BFS is what the broker wants me to sign.
Of course, okay.
The subordination agreement came from my factor, which they want this BFS or whoever that's loaning that money, they want them to sign to make sure that there's no issue with or no question who's got a first lien position on the assets.
But why did that letter come up? That's what I don't understand.
Because I had by mistake had one of those kinds of loans before, and I failed to get a subordination agreement, and they said that I was in default of my lending agreement. Because what had happened is that the factor had, I guess they have some kind of an audit of, you know, the lien positions. And I guess someone had seen that this company that I had used before had tried to file a first lien position, and it came up. And so that when they approached me, I said, that I'd gotten a working capital loan, and they said that unless they have a subordination agreement, that is in violation of my lending agreement with the factor. And they said, and of course at the time, I was only, I think, 1 or 2 weeks away from paying it off. So it didn't really matter. It was all, you know, elementary. Because 2 weeks later, and they said, well, you know, don't worry about it. Just don't do it again. If you're going to get one of those loans, then you're going to have to get a subordination agreement signed.
Okay. Okay, so a lot of information coming at me. A lot of information. So, I mean, I'm, here's what I would tell you, and this is just my feedback. I will get back to you a little later.
Okay.
On what we can do.
I'll be around.
I think, I don't know if your loan's fully underwritten, but your BFS offer is pretty darn solid. I got to be frank with you. It's pretty darn good. And as much as our sales reps sometimes want to win, they can't win if their money's more expensive. It's kind of like someone coming to your business and saying, hey, look, it's like your competitor is selling something at a loss, and you're saying, well, great, I can't sell things at a loss. So I think you're going to go with your BFS offer at the end of the day. That whole legal mumbo jumbo is none of our business. But if you're, if you really want your, I don't think anyone's going to sign any of these subordination agreements. I mean, I don't think we would. I don't think we'd care. But I'll come back to
Dennis
you.
Dennis said that you guys have signed them in the past. Is that wrong?
If we need to, I think it's like opens a can of worms.
Well,
I mean, at the end of the day, your lender has a first position loan. If they have a first position loan, they're already in first position. That's inherently where they're at. So anything behind that's going to be a second position.
Well, I think what they don't want to do is
lot of accommodation for high-risk loans. From what we've seen, when we go and stretch a mile and do this, that, and this, it just blows up in our face. We've learned to walk away from those deals because it's gotten us into problems. We've learned the hard way. We've been in business 12 years. The average working capital company's been in 5 years. And when we started making all these accommodations, we just had a lot of defaults. So we've passed on those opportunities, not because we don't want the business, but because we've seen the horrible side effects.
Well, I don't think what they don't want to do is, I don't think they want to spend a lot of time hiring attorneys trying to perfect a first lien position.
Who?
The factor.
But they already have a loan. They're already in first position. It's not like you file a first position each time. You're in first position. That's
right.
The inherent nature.
Right.
There's no like argument. You have a UCC on the business. You are in the blanket lien. You are in first position. That's it. You are there. But I think the only, you know, our rate factor is way, way higher than what you have right now. It's obscenely higher than what you have right now. So I think the only way we win is by potentially offering you more money in shorter terms. But you got a solid offer. Hopefully you appreciate the honesty.
I do. Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, listen, if it all comes down to the, you know, the final, you know, the final thing, and it doesn't work out, then, you know, I like to have a knife in my boot, if you know what I'm saying.
There's no risk in the transaction or these terms, right? You're paying $5,000 a month for a $100,000 plus a month business. You're not going to default, right? So even if and the reason why I'm not going to give you that type of loan is because I know it's not going to do anything for your business. It will keep you running. It won't make any sizable impact on your business. Because you can't
don't forget what happens is, once the product is made, and it's shipped, I have 30-day terms from the factory.
No, I'm not saying from your business. I'm saying from a revenue profile. I'm saying giving someone, look, and I've seen it, right? The average customer, every customer comes back to us, and I'll follow up with you in a few hours, but they come and say, I will not borrow more money. I remember one of my first customers when I was on the sales side, I had a $100,000 approval for them. They're like, we're taking 80. You can screw off. We're not going to do this. Or we're not going to borrow more money. What do you think happened 3 months later? Can I get the other money? And what happens is people's feet are held to the fire because the lenders don't want to get people in a position where they're taking risk. You know, we actually do loans on top of loans for other people because we're willing to take risk. But from a pure rate perspective, no, we're not going to win this deal. I like Dennis. He's a nice guy. He's not going to win your deal here. And you've had this, by the way, you understand your credit's been run at BFS multiple times, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that. You bringing it up is the first time someone has told me that.
I mean, you have like 40 inquiries on your credit over the last few years.
Okay.
Your credit was
right. What?
Yeah, like 40 inquiries probably over the last 2 years.
40?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah. Your credit was ran at Credibility. I'm sorry, give me 1 second, please. Give me 10 seconds.
Hello? Yes.
Awesome.
I'm good. Can I call you right back, brother? Everything okay? You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Sam, sorry about that. You there?
Well, I can categorically tell you that I have not requested 40 loads.
This year, you've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, no. So this goes back to 2015. I apologize. So over 2015, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 this year, just 5 this year in the last month and a half, or last month. Off just Experian. That doesn't include TransUnion and Equifax, because we're not going to run your credit multiple times. But I'm going to triple that. So you probably have 15 this year already. Last year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Your credit was run at Business Financial Services last year in January. It was when there last year on January 9th, January 12th, January 30th. It was also ran there this year only once on the May 18th. That's okay. You're just working with multiple brokers who are sending it back to the same source. So, yes, your credit's been probably run more than 40 times over the last year and a half, but probably much more.
Okay. Well, I haven't talked to 40 people. I can tell you.
No, you just talked to you talked to a guy who takes it in the shotgun and just shoots it all over town. It's okay. The guy you're working with, by the way, sounds like a pretty good person. There's a lot of bad brokers in this industry. Sounds like a pretty honest guy. Sounds like someone that's trying to give you a good deal. You ran into one of the good ones.
Yeah. Get a little bit lucky once in a while.
No.
Yes.
We do a great job. People love working with us. You got a good offer. So all I can tell you is this. You've got a factor rate of about a 1.3 on a weekly payment over 12 months. You got a good deal. Over 18 months, sorry. The only thing that I think Bank of Carter that will provide you that is different is that we're not going to underwrite this deal in-house. We're going to work with a partner due to the risk factors. Our in-house funding tends to be longer terms and less risk, but I think where we're willing to just be a little different, risk. We're willing to say,
know what it is.
Yeah, and that's the difference. But just you know, I like to hammer people and say, hey, look, don't expect a cheap rate because we're not going to be able to compete here, and hopefully you appreciate the honesty. So give me 2 hours. You're a few hours ahead of me, and then we'll start putting things together for you.
Okay. All
thanks,
right.
Man. Appreciate your time.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Yep.